This is Bob Sansiver, host of the BS Show, and on Saturday, we were at the Buffalo Rodeo. My family has been involved with it. I'm on the board, and my wife and my two daughters and my three sons all helped out. Anyway, my daughter came up to me with some tragic news. She had been a member of the AM 1130 morning show, the Justice and Drew show, for many years, and then she decided she wanted to get and stay involved with horses, so she retired from radio a month or two ago. But she was back on the AM 1130, the Justice and Drew morning show, today because of that tragic news. And she lost one of her radio partners from the Justice and Drew team. And she was there to, because one of them is in the hospital. He had open heart surgery. The other member is the one who passed away. It was Andrew Lee. And what I'm going to share with you right now is an excerpt of how the morning show began on AM 1130 with John Justice remembering his great friend, Andrew Lee. Here's that excerpt.
It's John Justice here on Twin Cities News Talk. It's Monday morning, and this is the hardest thing that I have ever had to do in my entire radio career. I'm currently recovering from my open heart surgery here at the University of Minnesota. I wish I could be there in studio, but I'm here to tell you that on Saturday afternoon, my friend and your friend, Drew Lee, passed away. He was with his wife at the time. I hopefully will be coming home sometime today. But I had asked that I be the one to make this devastating and tragic announcement to you. Drew was my best friend. He was your friend, and I don't need to tell you how special he was. It goes without saying that I'm devastated, and he will be tragically missed.
You can just hear the pain and the sorrow in John Justice's voice. And well, I'm joined now by Jeff O'Brien. He was known, or is known, as the lawyer extraordinaire on the Justice and Drew show. And, well, Jeff, you have known both of them, Andrew Lee and John Justice, for many years. And as a matter of fact, you told me, we spoke on Saturday, that you had just heard from Andrew Lee on, what, Friday, about doing Monday show and talk about what happened with the Supreme Court and abortion. So I think it hit everybody very hard, and it's completely unexpected. It's an incredible story. One guy's in the hospital having not his first, but he's had multiple open heart surgeries. And then it was the other co-host who died suddenly of a heart attack.
Yeah, it's very sad. And thanks, Bob, for letting me talk about it this morning. It's I'm still kind of in shock about the whole thing. But yeah, I was, Drew has been lining up guest co-hosts for John's spot while John's out recovering from heart surgery. And I was originally going to be guest co-hosting with him this coming Wednesday. And I got a text on Friday afternoon. He said, "Hey, in light of the Supreme Court decision, do you want to co-host on Monday?" And ironically, I said no, because I'm doing your show.
Well, you could have done that one. We would have made it work.
No, we're all good. Everything happens for a reason. So yeah, we were texting back. We text back and forth all the time. I'll find a story and I'll text him. He said, "Do you want to call in?" Or I'll get the call at like 6 o'clock in the morning. Can you call in? And we called it the bat signal, you know, when they would just all of a sudden I get a call saying, can you call in right now? Or they'd be on the air talking. I say, "Hey, you know, can you call in?" But no, the whole lawyer extraordinaire moniker, it's actually, Drew was a big part of that. I mean, I met Drew back when I was doing the Minnesota Beercast, which was a podcast that was hosted on Twin Cities News Talk.
Yep.
And Drew was the co-host and producer of that. You know, Drew was sitting in the booth where Sam would sit, you know, for the morning show. And this is back before Minnesota legalized Sunday liquor sales. And I was we were at a state fair taping, and I got up on some, you know, libertarian rant about the Sunday liquor sales, and Drew said, "Hey, you know, you kind of align with us on the morning show philosophically. We don't really have our lawyer guy. You want to be that?" I'm like, "Sure." And so that's, but it was on that beer cast. It was his other co-host that first said the words lawyer extraordinaire, but Drew definitely amplified it, because when I got over to the morning show, I thought that was exclusively a beer cast thing. And then all of a sudden, Drew introduces me the first time as friend of the show and lawyer extraordinaire. So he may not have originally uttered the words the first one to utter the words, but he definitely amplified it to the point where, you know, I just kind of been kind of, you know, it is what it is now. It's the brand, right?
Yep, that's and how you're known.
So, but, you know, that was the cool thing about him, Bob, is he would, you know, have this stable of very eclectic regulars on that show. It could be anything from, you know, Congressman Tom Emmer calling in every Friday to state reps like Nick Zerwas, or, you know, guys like me who've never done radio, or the other guys that maybe have done a podcast or two. And it was just from everybody from all walks of life. And we almost became like an extended family. I mean, I've met so many people through being a part of that show. And it's really kind of an interesting phenomenon about how, you know, I can't imagine the relationships that I wouldn't have, the friendships I wouldn't have, but for meeting Drew.
Well, and my daughter Samantha, she wrote something this morning. She spent the morning on the AM 1130 morning show, the Justice and Drew show. Obviously, John is still in the hospital, and he recorded what you heard a little earlier. But even though my daughter left the show, she wanted to go back and pay tribute to him, and it was one. He was her best friend. I mean, obviously, her fiance is her best friend too, but Drew meant a lot to her personally and professionally, and there was never any doubt that she was going to be there today to talk about it. As a matter of fact, I talked to her about maybe recording something yesterday for the BS show, and she wasn't ready yesterday. She said, I need to get through tomorrow, so I plan to have her on tomorrow's BS show to talk about, you know, Andrew Lee and what he meant to her, because he meant the world to her, and he had a great impact on her career. You know,
yep. That was always one of the sweetest things about watching those three together is, you know, knowing that, you know, Sam is your oldest child. Drew and John almost have become like the older brother she didn't have. And, you know, they were her, I know in having private conversations with all of them, they were fiercely protective of her. They would take those trips, you know, they went over to, it was over to Europe at one point. They'd go to the DC week for the radio week, you know, and you'd watch them together, and they were a really close knit group. And, you know, and the way they'd tease each other, the running jokes is, you know, when Sam would have, you know, broken bone after broken bone, and they would just, you know, they'd just kind of poke fun at her, and they had a really good rapport. That's what I think has made the show so fun to be a part of, is it's just that fun, you know, family atmosphere that they projected together.
And let me just point out, I did not give my daughter brittle bones. She's always putting herself in a position like either getting kicked by a horse or getting thrown from a horse that she's training. She's had broke both collarbones when she was like 13 or 14. She got between two horses to break them up. Thankfully, her arms were folded because she saw it coming, but one of the horses kicked and broke both arms. It's really incredible the number of injuries she has, but she is one heck of a trainer when it comes to horses. So I'll give her a plug. Mm-hmm. EnchantedHollowStables.org. Check it out, or EnchantedHollow.org. It's out there.
So. You know, the other thing is about Drew, you know, that they made that show so funny. They had the news quiz, and Sam had the winning streak going. It was always a challenge to try to knock her off, and you had the Friday round table. But one of the things that I've pushed on for so long, and sadly it probably will never happen now, but Drew would come up with these parody songs, and you remember from working at your KQ days with Tony Lee. That's not an easy skill to come up with that. And he would come up with some real biting political parody songs, and we would debut them sometimes during the news quiz, and you couldn't even get out the answer because you were laughing so hard about what he had come up with and had his guy record. It was just crazy.
And I think, I don't know if a lot of people knew, but he basically was the program director for AM 1130. So, he was much more than just a co-host on the morning show. And the morning show has done, Justice and Drew has done very well over the years. I think they had vaulted over the WCCO morning show in terms of listenership. Mm-hmm. Certainly, I think they were the strongest AM signal. Strongest AM listenership. And you come out here where we live in Buffalo, and you go by because you got a lot of telephone poles. You go by a road with telephone poles, and it's really staticky. But the point I want to make is people still listen because they're entertained by it. And I know it's got to be tough for the listeners, too, because something like this, he was not yet 50. It makes everyone think of their own mortality when something like this and someone that young passes on. So there may be people wondering what's going to happen to that to the Justice and Drew show. Obviously with Drew gone, they'll be changing the name. It's an unknown, particularly with John. I don't think John was expected back for another month or more. He may try to accelerate it, but I don't know what's going to happen with him.
Yeah, no. John's got to focus on his recovery. Yes, texting with him, obviously, and he's expected home sometime today, and he'll and John has done this. If you recall, they started out doing this show together down in Tucson, Arizona. Yeah. And John has done this show on his own when Drew came up here, and John had to stay down there for a period of time. So whether it be John alone or with a co-host, the show will go on. You don't have that, they think similarly, but there's only one Drew.
Yes. And what I wonder about is, my daughter, she is very content to be able to sleep in and not have to go in, but maybe she'll feel a need or an urge to go in more for radio. Today was sort of a one-time deal for her. And it's not like she's in her 20s yet. But she really wanted to be around and work with horses and not have to get up. I know what it's like. I spent 30 years getting up at 4 a.m. She got up even earlier than that. It's a drain on the body.
Yeah.
A drain on you emotionally. She's getting married, too, in October. So I don't think her fiancé is crazy about her, getting up that early and having to go to bed at, 8 or 9 o'clock at night. So it's absolutely a wear on people. So, again, our condolences to Drew's family and his wife. I've only met him once or twice. I certainly know him from listening to the show, but our paths did not cross mine and his. And met John. I think I've seen him a few more times because I think he brought his family out to the farm once. But so I didn't know him on a personal level the way you did. But it's obviously just so sad and I can't even imagine, because it was so sudden and he was so young, what his family is going through.
Yeah, it's very, very sad, especially at that young age. But, it's just he will have a lasting legacy. That's for certain.
Absolutely.
In radio here, in the community, amongst his friends and politically, too. That show has changed the trajectory of Minnesota politics in many ways.
Yes. All right, we need to take a quick break. When we get back, Jeff will stay with us, and we have a special guest that actually, Jeff, and you set up, so why don't you give his introduction as we close this segment and take a break for the next?
Yeah, so his name is Albie Konigsberg, and he's got a company called Layers and Legends, And Albie's been working in the kind of the high-tech security world for a long time. And it's a client that I'm working with right now to help raise some funds to take it to the next level. But they are coming up with technology-based solutions to aid first responders to help in, you know, active shooter and terror situations, like much like we saw in Texas a few weeks ago. You know, politicians like to come up with their solutions, but really it's folks like Albie that actually come up with real solutions that can actually make a difference.
All right, so we'll take a quick break and be right back with Jeff O'Brien and Albie from Layers and Legends.